Greg Likens here, joined by Joe Moglia, head football coach at Coastal Carolina, joining us here on the show on the Metro PCS Hotline. Coach Moglia, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, thanks, Greg. I'm delighted to be on. I'm excited about the Dolphins, and I'm excited about Matt being part of the Dolphins.
Without a doubt, you coach Matt Hazel, one of the new members of the 2014 NFL draft class for the Miami Dolphins, pick number 190 in the sixth round. And before we really get into Matt and what he's going to bring to the table, Joe, what were your impressions of him as a coach and as a player and your relationship you guys had at Coastal Carolina?
Well, he would have been one of the guys, I think, that would be the epitome of dedication. You do everything around a concept where we talk about, you know, be a man, stand on your own two feet and accept responsibility for yourself. And Matt certainly did that. You're not going to find the harder worker. You're not going to find somebody that studies the game more.
Well, we spoke to Matt probably about 15, 20 minutes after he was drafted on Saturday, and he was telling us a little bit about how he was very proud about the tradition of wide receivers that have come out of Coastal Carolina. Talk a little bit about that and the legacy that is being built there at your program.
So over the span of, let's say, even if you only over the span of the last couple of years, we had our offense was one of the better offenses in the country. Last year we averaged 45 points a game. The year before that we averaged over 30 something a game. We think we can run or pass the ball, and Matt would have been our go-to guy whenever we wanted to put the ball in the air. I think one of the things that Dolphin fans will appreciate is that when he's not getting the ball, he's running routes as if he is, number one. And number two, if you're going to put the ball on the ground, if you're going to run the ball, you know, you'll see him blocking downfield.
Hey, Coach Moglia, one of the themes of this Dolphins draft class, out of eight players, five of them coming from FCS schools, including Matt Hazel. So when you look at Matt's skill set and what he's done in college, having 183 catches and setting multiple school records, how do you see that transition working for him going from Coastal Carolina all the way to the NFL?
I think everybody in the NFL certainly has pretty good speed. They're good athletes. They're all those things. And I recognize that some people play at bigger programs. But when you're watching Matt on tape, literally, he's got incredible fundamentals. You always watch his eyes look the ball in. And, you know, there are not that many players that really do that. A guy that did that all the time was Jerry Rice. I'm not necessarily suggesting that Matt's going to be Jerry Rice, but I am saying that he's got outstanding fundamentals. The other thing that he does, Greg, is, you know, with the way our offense was set up, it was necessary for him to learn how to read coverages. So he has a pretty good understanding of what different defenses might be doing, whether it's to take him out of the passing game, or if they're going to cheat to play the run, or whatever it might be. He'd have a pretty good understanding, and I think would be able to adjust and adapt whatever his responsibility was accordingly.
Joe Moglia, head football coach at Coastal Carolina, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline. Coach Matt Hazel, one of the new additions to the Miami Dolphins, a pick in the sixth round. And, Coach, when you're talking about what Matt Hazel brings to the table, you know, one of the positions of depth for this Dolphins team, at least on paper, is this wide receiver spot. So one of the ways he might need to really impact this team is on special teams. Do you see him having the skill set and the ability to do so?
I don't think there's any question about that. Again, Matt is a very, very hard worker, and he'll do whatever he needs to do to contribute to the team. He would have been an outstanding special team player for us. I think he would have been outstanding in terms of returning punts. He would have been outstanding in terms of returning kicks. I think he would have been great on getting downfield whenever he needed to do that. But frankly, we didn't. While we practiced him, like he caught punts every day in practice for the last couple of years, but we didn't use him in those roles. Frankly, we needed him as a wide receiver, so we didn't use him in those other roles. But he knows, make the Dolphins, he's going to need to be able to contribute on special teams, and he'll be ready to do that.
Hey, Coach, just in researching a little bit about all the draft picks that the Dolphins made over the weekend, I noticed that fourth-round pick for the Dolphins, Walt Akins, who went to Liberty, he and Hazel actually went head-to-head. I'm not sure exactly how the matchups went throughout the course of the game, but I know that Matt, in the game against Liberty, when you guys won 55-52, had nine catches, 147 yards, a couple of touchdowns. What stands out from that game?
Well, I think, well, number one, it was a great game, and we were down by 19 going into the latter part, at the latter part of the third quarter, and were able to win it. And Matt had an outstanding day, and is very much one of the reasons why he won that game. But I wouldn't blame that on Walt. I thought he had an outstanding game, too. And frankly, being able to watch him over the span of the last couple of years, you know, he was an outstanding player for Liberty and wound up doing a great job. I think the majority of Matt's catches, though, were probably when Walt was on the other side.
Okay, well, that's good for Dolphins fans to know, and comforting is both those guys will meet again. Ironic that they played in school, and now they're going to meet again here with the Dolphins. Just overall, Coach, just again for Matt Hazel, one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins, do you have any stories or anecdotes or personality quirks that you can tell us about as we're getting to know him down here in Miami?
You know, I think you're going to find Matt a reasonably quiet guy. He's one of the first ones on the field. He's one of the last ones off the field. He works hard. He's got a good sense of humor, but Matt is also relatively quiet. He's not going to take over for Jay Leno, you know, on the Tonight Show, but he'd be a good guest on the Jay Leno show.
All right. Well, good stuff. Hey, Coach Mogul, really appreciate you taking the time to join us and give us some insight on Matt Hazel, and continue good luck for you at Coastal Carolina.
I very much appreciate that, Greg. Thank you. And it hits me just now that Jay Leno is no longer on the air.
I was going to say, we could say Jimmy Fallon there,
right? That's right.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we'll do it instead of Jay Leno as the scenario, we'll say guest here on the Finsider Show. That'll be good.
That'll work out well.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you, and best of luck.
All right, same to you. There he is, Coach Joe Moglia from Coastal Carolina, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.